Okay, here we go. Let's see here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And it's mostly sunny. It's kind of maybe gotten a little high. Clouds moved in here in the last 30, 40 minutes, but the temperature is not too bad. It's about 57 degrees right now, going up to the mid-60s today. Not a bad winter temperature here in North Texas. We're streaming audio like we normally do on the TuneIn app. Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn is the app. It's available at the App Store. It's free. There are ads on it. They give you an opportunity to sign up for their service, their streaming service. You don't have to. Just click the ad closed and then search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie if you don't want to do that. But the W5CGC part of it is absolutely free. Our website is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC.org. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.org. That's our website. If you'd like to find out more about the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, we can also link on there to a streaming service and go ahead and listen to us that way via the net link. All right, let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard out there. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Hearing no active duty Coast Guard, any relays of active duty Coast Guard? All right, hearing none. Let's see if we have any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Any relays on mobiles? All right, let's just dive in and see if we have any Coast Guard veterans. Coast Guard veterans, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Sugar, Whiskey Sugar. All right, I got a big pile up there. Echo Lima Delta, Sugar, Whiskey Sugar. Who else?
Kilo Charlie 2, Bravo 3,
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee.
Okay, Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey Alpha 3, sound like Juliet Yankee something?
Mike Juliet Yankee, Mike Juliet Yankee.
All right, Mike Juliet Yankee. Other Coast Guard veterans? Other Coast Guard veterans? Oops, somebody's got a rig problem there. Other Coast Guard auxiliary? Kilo 4 again. All right, let's go ahead with these. I'll come back and get some more here in a few minutes. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Good afternoon.
W5CGC, this is WP2ELD. Oh, Dick Bragg, I'm first going up here this morning. Good to talk to you, but I'll tell you, we got a windy, rainy day, but I guess the good thing is it's 44 degrees, so it's not snow, and it took care of whatever snow we had lying around, so that's all washed away, but good day to be on the radio, because you go outside, you're going to get real wet. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Very good, Art, WB2ELD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, in the station calling CQ. There is a net in progress. Did you like to, would you like to join the net? Give me your call sign. I'll put you on the list. Well, it's a Kilo 4 station, but apparently he's not hearing me or something. Anyway, there, Art, we got you 100%. Yeah, how's it feel to be number one? Over.
always nice to be number one. Most of the time, I'm not in that spot, but I guess it depends on what list you're looking at.
CQ20 meters. This is K4AGY. Kilo 4, Alpha, Golf, Yankee. K4AGY, Northeast Pennsylvania, calling CQ20 and by.
All right, hold on there, Art. K4AGY, do you copy W5 Charlie Golf Charlie? K4AGY, do you copy W5 Charlie Golf Charlie? All right, that station is calling CQ on the frequency. He's either doesn't have a receive antenna or something's going on there. Probably just somebody giving us a bad time, so we'll not worry about him. He's somewhere in Pennsylvania, he said. So anyway, Art, WB2ELD, I can copy you through him. So go ahead and repeat your question.
Yeah, no, my question was if you had copied me. My comment was that it's always nice to be number one, but it depends on which list you're talking about.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I tell you, if you take a look at the Museum Ship Weekend honor roll, on the Museum Ship Weekend website, you'll see a list of stations that are participated in the June event last year. They just announced their honor roll this month, and there should be a familiar station right on top. Over.
Where is that list?
Well, it's on the USS New Jersey webpage for Museum Ship Weekend, but I won't keep you in suspense. The number one operator this past year on the Museum Ship Weekend was KE7A. Fella from Texas. Over.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dick, I can't imagine who that might be, but if it happens to be you, congratulations, over.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is, and we sure had a lot of fun doing that last year. A lot of work goes into that. My goodness gracious, it's I got 58 museum ships confirmed, and it's a lot of work. You'd be surprised sometimes. Sometimes you think 58, you could do that in most contests without barely breaking a sweat, but this particular one, trying to work all these different ships once, and you only get once, it doesn't matter what band they're on, you just get once, and sometimes they're hard to hear. Some of these ships tend to hear you, or rather you hear them better than they hear you, so getting through is a real challenge. But Art, good to have you on board today, and we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus, and appreciate you being there. Hope to talk to you again next week. By the way, next week everybody gets to pick their Super Bowl winner, so don't forget to bone up on all the stats and the players and all of that, because we get to pick our Super Bowl champ next week. And we've done pretty good the last few years. We've gotten the winner, so we'll see how it all works out. WB2ELD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, very good, Dick. Yeah, I will think about my pick for that for next week. One thing, just quick, Battleship New Jersey is too close for me to
All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. K7SWS. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dick and Annette. Not too much to report up here other than it's in the 40s and balmy. We don't have any snow. Just one of those odd things where the weather's coming out of the Pacific and keeping us warm. We're not complaining. Heck, we're even outside doing yard work. So,
boy, that is something. Not even any snow up there in Hamilton, Montana. Kilowatt 7 SWS, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, well, it's good to have you back on with us, Steve. Nice temperature down here as well. We're having a fairly mild winter. I think a lot of people are, although I saw some pretty interesting ice and snow in the upper Midwest the last few days. We're running right 57 degrees right now, and seems like the sun mostly wants to be out, so that's not too bad. Anything exciting other than the unexpected ability to do yard work going on there, over?
No, things are kind of looking up around here. We're kind of disappointed we didn't get to go to quartzite, but all of that has worked its way around. My mother's doing better, so it just wasn't to be, I guess. So there's always next year, but it's funny too how much the weather changed in a week. You know, shoot, if we'd have thought about leaving last week, it was all the passes were in horrible shape. So I don't know. Life goes on. You know what I mean?
I do. It's the way it happens. All right, sir. Well, good to be on the air with you again this week, and we'll look for you next time around, next weekend. K7 Sugar Whiskey Sugar, Semper Paratus to you. Thank you for your Coast Guard service, and we'll look for you next week. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3.
7-3, Dick, and you're 5-9 here today. Nice signal. Have a great day. K7 FWS.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for the signal report. Let's see. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Good afternoon, Dick. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. We're in the mid-30s up here. We've got a lot of snow on the ground. And I went out this morning to put the trash out for pickup, and I thought my deck was just wet because it stayed that way all night. And guess what? The old crash woke my wife up when I hit the deck.
You hit the deck?
My feet went out. They must have gone as high as my head, and I come down for about 6 foot.
Ouch! Oh, my goodness sakes. Is it going to be okay? Everything, all the parts still hanging on the old frame there?
Yeah, the only one I'm having a problem with is the hand that I've got arthritis in, and that broke part of my fall, and it's paying for it right now.
Ouch! Oh, my goodness gracious. What's the temperature?
That was about 37 the last time I left there. When I got there, the night, you know, it was 37 to 35, but stayed like that all night. And you're talking about museum ships. I have never worked the contest, but I've worked a lot of those museum ships, and with Joe Bryan and the Queen out there on the West Coast, and various ones like that, including Eagle one night. So it's been fun.
Yeah, Roger, I have a lot of fun doing that. We're going to have a new museum ship on the air this year, Coast Guard Cutter Taney. Coast Guard Cutter Taney down in Baltimore, 327-footer, twin sister ship to the Coast Guard Cutter Ingham in Key West. And they've actually been on the ship already and even have it's not a radio, but a direction finder. That's kind of a radio going. So they're, I don't know, picking some things to try to get on the air. Had a took a ham rig, an 817 Yaesu little portable rig, and hooked it up to one of the ship's antennas this week, and it actually tuned up, and they were able to actually get on the air with it. So looks like we'll have another one on there to work this year. Over.
I wish it had been earlier that they'd got it on. An old friend of mine was Navy. He passed away, but he had a little bit of a connection with the Taney. So I would love to have had him around when that was on the air, but we didn't get it. So,
Roger. Well, all right, sir. Well, good talking to you. Thanks for being there, and look forward to chatting with you again in the near future. Semper Paratus, and have a great weekend. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Semper Paratus.
Golf Hotel Tango.
7-3s, Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee.
Yeah, W5CGC, this is WA3MJY. Say good afternoon. Good morning, I guess it's still for you down there in Texas, Vic. Rick here in Connellsville, PA, this morning. Signals aren't that great. Your signal is out. And I have a dipole antenna, and it's raining here. It's been about 45 degrees here today. Supposed to have some snow tomorrow, and it's going to be normal temperatures next week. I don't mind it, because this way I don't have to shovel snow. Anyway, it's been a while since I've been on. I want to wish you a happy new year. I haven't talked to you the first time since this year. She talked to my buddy Gus out in Hawaii. Tell him Rick said hi. I'll probably be around, but I don't know whether I'll be able to hear him or not. The conditions the way they are. But if you do happen to talk to Gus, tell him that Rick said hi. W5CGC, WA3MJY.
All right, I will certainly do that. Last week, his brother was out there and checked in for him. He was out running errands even early in the morning. So we'll see how that works out, whether they're still out there or not. I'm not sure. But hopefully he'll be able to check in again here at the bottom of the hour. So, Roger, on your weather up there, good to have you on board. Happy New Year to you. And it looks like we'll talk to you again soon. Hopefully next week we'll get your Super Bowl pick, WA3MJY, W5CharlieGolf, 73, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, 73s, and like I said, I'll be sticking around and see if I can hear him. My antenna situation here isn't as good as I have up in the mountains. I do have a remote station. I should just fire that up. I forgot all about that. I could work remote. I have another 7610 up there.
Okay, Uniform Golf Echo standing
okay,
by.
Okay, 73 Semper Paratus, WA3MJY clear.
All right, sir. 73 Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. W5CGC Coast Guard net in progress. Looking for additional check-ins now. I've got Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Golf Echo. Who else? Others, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November Romeo 4, Delta Lima.
NR4DL, who else?
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
KB1JDY, who else? November Fox 3, Golf?
November Mexico 3, Germany.
November Mexico 3, Germany. We got a little weak signal there today. Others who served, U.S. Coast Guard, Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Bravo 3.
Kilo Bravo 3.
Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Lima X-ray.
Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Lima X-ray. All right, sir, thank you very much. Others who served, U.S. Coast Guard, Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Negative.
All right, let's work this list, and don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, AL7DD will be coming up to give us a comment or two about this day in Coast Guard history, and we'll see how things are in the Pacific Northwest, where they've had a little weather this week, too. Some unusual weather normally reserved for the plains in, of North Texas, and we'll see how that works out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Good morning, Dick. KJ4UGE, Motor Yacht LA, here at Grand Dunes in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're looking at an outside temperature of 59 degrees, wind out of the west-southwest at 8. Real feel is 51 degrees. Having a pretty good weekend. Looks like things are warming up. Most of the rain is gone. I'm assuming AB4SS may have checked in with you today on a region. So, not a whole lot going on. Supposed to be taking delivery on a new automobile probably next week. So, we're getting back to unloading stuff off the boat. You know, 17 years of personal effects and stuff, so we can get it on the market. So, we're back to you, over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger that. Well, congratulations on getting the new set of wheels. And, I'm sure you'll get some use out of that now, since you have to roll around instead of float around. I know there's a lot of things, a lot of memories going on there that you have to contend with, and make sure you get them stored and moved safely. Suppose you'll probably won't have any trouble finding some place to watch the Super Bowl next weekend, I guess, though. Over.
Roger. We apparently we're getting a lot of over-the-air TV on our over-the-air antenna that's up on the upper deck. So we got Fox, and it's supposed to, we'll be able to watch it on board. We got a few neighbors, but I don't think we're throwing any big Super Bowl parties. Maybe a couple of six packs or some Sailor Jerry or Dark and Stormy's and some pizza. We'll see how that goes. Captain Helen's painting out a couple of lockers today, trying to get a few things straightened out. We got a few cosmetics, and I'm waiting for things to warm up so I can do engine oil changes and fuel filter changes and send out some samples for analysis on the transmission and the oil to see where I'm going. I've always been doing that for years, and kind of saved the generator one time when we found too much salt in the oil and found we had a leaky seal on the seawater pump going to the generator. So it was back leaking seawater past the seal back into the crankcase. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, good luck with that. Hope you get all that taken care of. All right, sir. We'll chat with you next week, see how things are going, and big Semper Paratus to you and Captain Helen, and we'll look for you next Saturday. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo. W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, take care.
Yeah, roger, 73, Dick. QSL, appreciate you picking me up in the big Semper Paratus to you and the guys on the deck. KJ4, UGES.
Yes, and Ray did check in. He was operating last night, working the 160-meter CW contest. He was up most of the night, so he's probably taking a big old nap right now. NR4DL, that's Coast Guard Cutter Ingham. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Dick, everything's going just super, you know. As long as you're, I guess, that any day you're floating is a good day, right?
Absolutely, especially if that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, roger. No. Yeah, Key West is busy season, and it's really kind of interesting this year. We're having long, what we consider locals cold spells. It's running between 60s and 70s, you know, lower 60s and upper 70s every day, and it looks like it's going to be doing that for the next 10 days. No 80s, so, but it's just kind of a little bit unusual weather, so.
Yeah, well, of course, it has to get a little cooler down there than normal because of the football coming to Miami next weekend. Maybe it'll be okay. I saw them up in Orlando wrapped up like Eskimos doing some of the preliminary stuff on one of the ESPN, I guess, for the Pro Bowl this weekend. You'd have thought they were covering a dog sled race. Over.
Yeah, well, it's something you just get used to, but I'm sure if you went back up north again, you could adapt to that, too. So, at any rate, it's an interesting weather pattern. Did you hear from the Taney boys today?
I did. Jack checked in earlier, and he has been down on the ship, and they got some things. He actually got a radio hooked up to one of the antennas, and it loaded up, and I made a contact or two at 817 ham rig, and then he said something about he got one of the direction finders working. So I was surprised to hear that. So they're in there doing stuff, which is great. Over.
Yeah, roger. We have one of our DFs working also. You can only in this day and age pick up radio stations and things like that, and people that are emitting it. But it's a standard piece of gear, and some of it's not too old. I know one of the pieces of gear that they're working on is what's called a GSB-900DX, which is a half duplex synthesized transceiver.
And we have ours working, and it took us a good while to get that one working, but I see that they're working on that. We have the entire manual on it, but it's something like 93 pages long. So I'll have to, and I told them, if anybody else out there is interested, has old gear, there's a great site called Navy-radio.com, and they list and have manuals and information practically on every piece of Navy and shipboard gear that was ever manufactured. It's really a fascinating site, and they've been in touch with the guy that maintains that site. He spent years building it over.
Roger, roger. It's all encouraging, and looking forward to that. I know they also were in the process of signing up for the museum ship weekend, so by golly, we'll have one more Coast Guard cutter on there to work next year. That's going to be great. This June, not next year, this June. And that'll sneak up on us before you know it, over.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're just going to be kind of laying back and enjoying it this year instead of beating yourself to death. I mean, you've already reached the pinnacle. What can you do next? So congratulations on that. You work hard, and it took you, what, 3 years to really become number one, but that's great, over.
Yeah, we flirted with it, tied last year, but the year before, we tied for first. This year we managed first, and I think we came in second. A couple years before that, I missed a year. Bad planning on my part. I ended up going up to Seattle to visit my son on the wrong weekend. I made the reservations before I realized what I had done, and then when I had done it, I couldn't undo it. You know, it was like, oh no. But yeah, that's my favorite operating event. Love working all those ships. And it's always fun, you know, to go back and look at the pictures, you know, of the ships. Some of them get posted on internet, see their history. It's pretty impressive. It's amazing how many of them there are out there, actually. And of course, Ingham is one of the best. Over.
Yeah, of course, all the Coast Guard ships are, and you know, there'd be probably about 112 on the air this year, and of course from foreign countries as well, but mostly U.S. So.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they've ever posted. I'd always be interested to know. You know, like I got credit for working 58. I think I turned a login of 60, but who knows what happened to the other two? Could have been anything. They could have not logged me on the other end, mislogged the call, whatever. I'd be interesting to see how many of the 100 and something that actually register turn in logs. They've never provided that information. Maybe I should just ask.
Yeah, well, Margaret, who runs it for the New Jersey and has been for several years, really deserves a lot of kudos, just like you do, for running the Coast Guard net. She sticks with it, and she's right on your tail. If you haven't turned in your logs, she makes an effort to make sure that you do. So I don't know. I'll ask Margaret sometimes if anybody, you know, doesn't turn it in, or.
Yeah, I know there could be some that say they're going to get on the air and then they don't actually do it. That is highly possible. I've seen, you know, some ships listed that are supposed to be on the air, usually not the big ones, not the aircraft carriers and the battleships and, you know, all that. It's usually some of the more obscure museum ships, non-military types, and you just wonder if they ever actually really get on. Anyway, Bill, it's great to talk to you and to the crew down there. Enjoy it all this wonderful January weather in Key West, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next weekend. Are you going to get any extra traffic for the Super Bowl? Does it spill down into the Keys, or is it pretty much a non-event down there other than watching it, over?
No, it's pretty much a non-event. It's just steady traffic between now and Easter. Pardon me, kind of
getting something in the air. But at any rate, let's move on and give everybody else a chance here. Appreciate it, Dick. And so nothing further. It's 7-3s, and this is November Romeo 4 Delta Lima, clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
By the way, tremendous signal, S9 plus signal, and great audio today, Bill. NR4DL, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
W5, KBY. Hello, Dick, and everybody on the net. 42 degrees, Dick, and we're expecting some rain. No snow. We'll take it every day closer to spring. And hello to Bill down on the Ingram, sounding great up here in the Northeast. Back to you, Dick.
Okay, George, not as strong as normal this week. A lot of interesting propagation today, a lot of QSB. Thank you for being there. And, Roger, the warmer weather, we'll get your Super Bowl check-in next week. Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta Yankee, the mayor of Moosup, Connecticut. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. Look forward to it. Over.
7-3, Dick, Semper Paratus. Thanks for picking me up.
November, Mexico 3, Germany.
Hey, good afternoon. Dick, your signal's come up quite a bit. NM3G. Hey, I'm just trying to keep up the routine.
Just a good opportunity to say hello to everybody, and Semper Paratus at 73.
All right, Richard, I have not heard from your brother today. Normally he'll check in sometimes very early, but he might be out running the powerhouse today or something. I don't know, but he's a pretty regular check-in as well. So good to have you on board, and good to have you back. And sounding pretty good out there. We'll look for you next week, and you can tell me your favorite football team between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Over.
I really can't decide on it, so I'll just wait and see who wins and then make my mind up. And yeah, Dennis said he had to work today, so he's listening vicariously over the net.
All right, well, you got all week now to study the sports pages and listen to the talk shows and watch the TV talking heads to come up with a team. I'm not going to let you off the hook. So don't make that a reason for not showing up next week, right?
No, that's fine. I'll cheer for the team that has the most points. How's that?
No. You got to pick in advance. It's next weekend, not this weekend. Next weekend you get to tell me who your pick is.
Yeah, I'm going to cheer for the team that wins. How's that? I'm just not going to tell you which one it is just yet. Let's tease it a little bit. 73, Dick, NM3G.
NM3G, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Kilo Bravo 3, Yankee Lima X-ray. Okay, not there. I didn't think so. I think he was just passing by. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, as we do each and every week. Turning the antennas to the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to check in, see what happened this day in Coast Guard history. Going to check on our Alaska brothers and sisters, also our Hawaiian brothers and sisters, and anybody else out that way that I can't hear in Colorado or other places. First of all, I got to know AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Now, normally you don't think, when you think of tornadoes, you don't think of the greater Pacific Northwest. However, I have it on good authority that you had a couple of those nasty monsters up there, which has got to be very rare. Go ahead, Nick.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Alpha 7 Delta Delta. How copy?
I have a pretty good copy. It's not as good as last week, but it's 100%. So what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, yeah, it is kind of odd that we do have that in the wintertime, but just like the one that struck here last year, we had two out by the coast. One touched down, they didn't see anything really big about it, but they did see a lot on the weather radar, so out near the coast. We had two watch boxes for a couple hours, though.
Roger, okay. Very good. Well, I'm glad things have calmed down a little bit, although I do see you had quite a bit of rain. It postponed the first flight of the new Boeing 777-something, right?
Yeah, the 777X. Actually, it wasn't the rain that was bad, it was the wind. The wind was pretty high for them to take off and do their specialized things that they have to do with the chase plane. So it was the wind that was bothering them over.
Well, yeah, Roger, I meant the wind. But, yeah, it's always interesting when the first time they fly a new model, you know they're going to fly, right?
Yeah. They went back to the runway last couple of days.
Yeah, Roger that. I know when I lived up there, they always take off out over Puget Sound, but there are all those houses between the end of the runway and Puget Sound. They got to go over first. So, but they've done it. Never fails. Over.
Yep. Roger, Roger.
All right. What happened this day in Coast Guard history?
Okay. Today in Coast Guard history, in 1799, having in 1940, a lot of the guys that served on the ocean stations will remember this. The ocean station program was formally established on this date under orders from President Franklin Roosevelt. The Coast Guard, in cooperation with the U.S. Weather Service, was given responsibility for its establishment and operation. The program was first known as the Atlantic Weather Observation Service and later by thousands of Coast Guardsmen who served after World War II as the Ocean Station Program. Cutters were dispatched every 30 days for patrols to transmit weather observations and serve as a search and rescue platform for transoceanic aircraft. The program ended in 1970. In 2004, a helicopter crew from Air Station Detroit helped rescue 14 people stranded on an ice floe that broke off about 1 mile west of Catawba Island in near Ohio. So that's what happened today in history. And if you happen to have a story that you do, or maybe involved in one of these, you want to share it with us, let Richard know and we'll let you tell your story on the air. Over.
Roger, Roger. Yes, indeed. If you were involved in any kind of a rescue event of some kind that you'd like to share with us, one of the we've had a couple of them now, and both times been very interesting to get a first person report on some of these activities and what was going on behind the scenes and what happened that you didn't read in the newspaper or see on TV. And it's pretty interesting to be able to do that. So if you were involved in any kind of a historical Coast Guard rescue of that type, even if it maybe didn't make the front pages, but it certainly was a harrowing rescue of one kind or another, let us know. We'll let you tell the first person story about that right here on the net. Go ahead, Mr. Nick, and see what you can do with Alaska, Hawaii, and points north, west, and east. Over.
Okay, I didn't hear Carlton this morning, man, but we'll come back around next we go to the North Sea Quadrant for our Alaska man number. Delta, looking for our Alaska number. KLP, pop the mic, Rick, in Glacier View. How you doing? Okay, Rick, glad to hear you this morning. And how cold did you say it was, Rick? Well, only 3 degrees below zero. That's not too bad. I see they were a little cold in there. Okay, Rick, thanks for checking in, and nice signal up here this morning, over. Okay, it's KLP, Pop the Mic, KL7 Delta Delta, looking for our Alaskan members. KL7 IWC, KL7 November Charlie, KL7 Quebec November, AL7 RB, any of our Alaskan members.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo 7, Ida King Charlie, Montana, you copy, sir?
I do. Please stand by.
Are you in Alaska? I'm calling Alaska. Well, I was calling for our Alaskan members. We always call at 30 minutes after the hour for our Alaskan members, and then we'll get the other ones on afterwards.
I got a one dinger from him, Nick, and so that means he's probably listening on the internet.
Okay, well, thanks for the one being there, and now we'll continue on down and look for our member down in Hawaii, NH7J, 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 AL7 Delta Delta. How copy, Gus?
I copy pretty good. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Dick, and everybody else. AL7DD, NH7 Juliet, together in the shack with Whiskey 1 Old Ironside, W1OIS is here. So you can check him in too. we're having a great visit this past week. Got one more week to go here, and they'll be heading back towards America come next Friday. So things going well. I had beautiful weather all week long. We were finally able to ferry the airplane back to its hangar at the Mo'ulahia Airport, or Dillingham, what they call it. It's finally back there, so that all went well. So we're got a full schedule today and through the next week here. So all going well, and I'll have to consult with Bill, W1OIS, my brother here, about the Super Bowl pick here, because he's the expert. He's the expert in the family. So back to you, Nick, AL7DD and Coast Guard Net, NH7 Juliet, over.
Okay, Gus, good to meet you there, and your brother, and he kind of took me by surprise last week, because I wasn't expecting his call. And I said, what's that one trying to check in for? Anyway, thanks, Gus, and Richard, you copying Gus over there in Hawaii?
Absolutely do. November Hotel 7 Juliet from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to talk to you, Gus. Glad you got your airplane back where it needed to be, and hope you're sound like you're having a good time with your brother over there. Good time of year to visit Hawaii, that's for sure. Although our weather hadn't been terrible, it's at least not today. Last Wednesday was not something I would want to have happen here very often, but not as nice as Hawaii, over.
Yeah, it's been beautiful this past week. Actually, you know, January is really our best weather. It cools down. You know, the breezes are nice, and it's not hot. It's not cold. You can ride around in the car without the air conditioning and sleep at night with the windows open. So it's really the best time of year for us, probably a lot warmer in the summer. So just about right. So Bill is, by the way, he's a damage controlman, DC from the Navy. So my wife has a plumbing problem out at her garden. It's like a 2.5-inch pipe that's sprouting a little leak. So we went and picked up all the materials to do a patch. So we're going to do it like shipboard and get that done this morning. So that's relevant to the conversation.
Thank you. Did you loud and clear, Nick, too? Good propagation.
It just turns on like a switch right about 15 minutes after the hour, after 1700. It's about 1715 Zulu. Goes from nothing to loud and clear in just a few minutes. So interesting propagation. All the best 73s and aloha. W5CGC with AL7DD and the Coast Guard Net. Separate paradas from NH7 Juliet. Over.
Okay, NH7J. By the way, Rick, WA3MJY said to tell you howdy. He is probably listening, if not on the air, on the internet, and you're loud and clear. So aloha and 73.
73s and 73s to Rick there, buddy. See you later, brother. 87J out.
Aloha.
All right, Nick, anything else up that way?
Nope, that's all I heard. And Nick, he might even be KL7IWC. I didn't hear him. But anyway, continue on, and we'll stay by here with you.
All right, very good. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I had a station call in very loud. I think is it K7 India Kilo Charlie?
Roger, sir. K7IKC here from Montana. Former United States Navy, 20-year career man, retired in what was it? 1994. Over.
All right, very good, John. Thank you for your service in the Navy. Boy, you got a booming signal into Texas. And thank you for being out there. You're 5'9 plus down here, over.
Roger that. Thank you. Just started in the amateur radio hobby here about a year ago. Got things put together. We're running a Yaesu Foxtrot Tango 920 out of a twin element beam up about 60 feet, 100 watts out, through a Ohio microphone, through a small processor. And we think it's doing pretty good. You just verified that, so we'll turn it back over to you. Great job in the Coast Guard, and we thank you for your services also. K7IKC.
Oh, yeah, big, loud signal. Doing a very good job, so congratulations on that, John. Thank you for your service in the Navy. Sunny in Hawaii, King Henry 6 again. The King Henry 6?
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. King Henry 6 Charlie Brown. Just think of the cartoon character Charlie Brown, and you won't go wrong. Anyway, Dick, thank you for letting me in. I just wanted to say hello to Carl, Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel. We know he's not on the radio, but he is listening, so we'll say good morning to him from Hawaii. And also, just a note, we just received some good news, My granddaughter is getting married. My granddaughter is married a Coast Guardsman, believe it or not. If I got this right, he's off the USS John Midget over in Seattle. Again, my granddaughter is marrying into the Coast Guard family there. We're happy to hear that. Anyway, again, good morning to Carl, and thank you, Dick. Thank you for picking me up. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, King Henry 6 Charlie Bravo, I'll take 7 inches, and aloha for now.
All right. Very good, Sonny. Well, congratulations to your granddaughter. You took a little bit of fate. I think I heard you say that your future grandson-in-law, I guess, is stationed on the Coast Guard cutter in Seattle. Is that right?
That's affirmative. That is a roger. And if I got it right, the cutter is called the John Midget. Over.
The Midget?
Roger, roger.
Roger, that is Coast Guard cutter up there. So very fine, a brand new one, as a matter of fact. That is a brand new spanking Coast Guard cutter. So congratulations to her, and congratulations to you, King Henry 6 Charlie Bravo, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie 73. Aloha.
Roger, thank you, Dick, and 73's aloha to you also.
All right, some more check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilowatt Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey.
Kilowatt Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey. Other Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa.
Alpha Bravo 4, is that Papa Papa?
Roger, roger.
Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa. Other Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. King Bravo, Kilo Bravo 6 Fox Whiskey, and a good morning.
Good morning, Dick. Larry here, Newport Beach, and we got a foggy, overcast morning here. Kind of strange. I guess not for this time of year, but we've had some pretty sunny days that have been nice. So anyway, good to hear everybody this morning, and I'm sorry I don't hear the Coast Guard history deal. I'm not able to copy the station up in the Pacific Northwest, so hopefully we'll pick one of those up one of these days. Anyway, good to hear you, good to hear everybody. Great signal in here once again. KB6FW.
Roger, Jim. That's that's interesting because he has normally we can hear him in Southern California. So I guess just been the conditions the last few weeks, but we'll certainly hope that that changes. I know he picks up a few California stations for me usually every week that I don't hear. So that's interesting. Today, the primary message in the Coast Guard History Day was the establishment of the ocean station services by FDR, and he talked about the history of that and the fact that it, you know, was discontinued in the 1970s. Over.
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that. I saw a book last week at the Community College Saline Center library over there. That's the I think the title was something like Coast Guard OSIS Stations from 1924 to 1975. So I'm going to have to check that book out and read it. Looking forward to it. KB6FW.
Well, see if you, there may be a picture of me out there diving off the bridge. They'd have swim call, you know, out there on Ocean Station November, just so we have something to do when we were not standing watches. It could be a long time out there, bobbing around like a cork. Over.
Well, that's a long way from the bridge down to the water on one of those things.
Oh yeah. Well, it was fun to do it, but they we would do it.
Well, good. Good. Anyway, I'll look forward to checking that book out. KB6FW. Good to hear you this morning, Dick.
All right, sir. Thank you, Larry. KB6FW, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I've got Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa. Let me turn the antenna around. Boy, there's a station we haven't seen in a great long time. Last time it says here that you checked into the net here was 2004. My goodness. Welcome back. Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa. Here's Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, stand by. We'll get some more check-ins. Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Good to hear you. Yeah, it's been a couple of years. 16 years since I've been on the net. One of my neighbors down here was telling me about the net a week or two ago, and I tried to get on here one day and broke in on the net, and it was over, unfortunately. So I had to go and get some information, and I got your email. Read all the information and said I'll get back on the net for, on a regular basis on Saturdays. And I got all the information. Name's John Paul, and it's been a while. I used to check in on the net regular years ago. I had issues when I was working and wife, and she's passed since then. She got killed in a car wreck not too far from the house. And we had just moved down here into a new house, and I had to get my antennas and my radios set up. So I finally got a nice beam split up in the air and got some wire up in the air, so I'm back on the air again. So at least I got a chance to get in here. And another buddy, K7RD, Bill Saunders up in Washington State, used to be one of my COs when I was on Loran duty over in the Pacific on Yap Island. And he told me about it too, and I said, well, I got to get back on the net. And Big Jim Huffman, I don't know if he's still around or not, he used to be my chief up at Port Angeles Air Station when I was stationed up there, and I used to run phone patches. And I wanted to get up with him and get involved. I keep saying I need to get on the ZUT, the CW thing, but I keep passing it up. I got so many irons in the fire here now that I'm a widower and retired. But I'll get caught up here one of these days and get my application in and get my number for that, too. And I'll be in here regular on Saturdays if I can get in here, if nothing else happens. And good to hear everybody, and I heard the history note, and I got a question on the history. I did Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and Echo on the ocean stations and did several of them a couple of times, but was there ever an ocean station Alpha? I never heard about that. I'll pass it back to you now and stand by. AB4PP.
Yes, I think there was, but I do believe it was manned by the Canadians and not the U.S. Coast Guard. If I remember my history correct, I don't know, somebody else might back me up on that, but I think that's true. Jim Huffman is still around and kicking. As a matter of fact, he's in charge of the membership roster for the ZUT organization, the Coast Guard CW Operators Association, up in Bellingham, and you can get in touch with him via their website, which is linked to our website, of course, and you can get re-registered back through there. But it's good to have you back on the net with us, John Paul, and I'm very sorry to hear about your wife. That had to be quite the traumatic and sad thing to have happen. And our condolences for that, but I'm glad you're back and getting about there, getting your station back on the air. We look forward to having you back on the net with us. Over.
Okay, it's good to be back, and I'll start looking up old friends. I got involved on the Facebook and the Internet. My son showed me how to get on that, and found some Coast Guard buddies and found one of them I used to be stationed with up in Maine, and he lived up in Pennsylvania. We made plans to get together. Died, had a heart attack 2 months ago, so we never did get together. But we did talk on the phone, and we did get together a couple of times on the Internet. So it's a great way to go and contact everybody. And I'll get in touch with Jim and see if I can get my membership in the ZUT straightened out. And I looked on the roster here. My name's still on there. And I remember I used to run the K4CG net on the East Coast for years and got involved with that too. So a lot of history. All right, we'll get out of here and let somebody else check in. And there was a young lady, I think it was... I can't remember what her call was, but she was in here young, KD5WDF or something like that. She was trying to get checked in if you didn't hear her. AB4PP, back to you.
No, I didn't, and depending on where what the location is here in Texas, I might not, but we'll certainly take a listen for her. Got a few minutes left here before we have to QSY, so AB4 Papa Papa, thank you, sir, for joining us and got you down on the log. We look forward to checking in with you again next weekend. Let's take maybe one or two more check-ins before we QSY to 14327. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
N3OUE.
N3OUE. Who's the recheck?
N4NMK.
Yeah, N4NMK. Let me, was there one more?
Zero Echo, November Echo.
All right, WZ0ENE, and then we'll have to QSY and pick the remainder up on 14327. If I have not acknowledged you yet, please QSY to 14327. AL7DD will be on the air and taking a list for me until I get there in a couple of minutes. N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Hey, Dick, good morning to you. Good afternoon, I guess it is. 49 degrees on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, rainy, and a lot of noise. I'm reading out to me, so I don't know if you hear me or not. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Big signal all of a sudden, N3OUE. Very good, Mike. And I am enjoying my new Coast Guard Cutter Taney mouse pad over here. Quite the nice-looking card on there. Over.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine, and that's a nice job. Jack did a real nice job on that. That's impressive. Makes me want to get some of my QSL cars remade, maybe use something like that on them. I don't know. But he did a nice job. I won't hold it. I just wanted to make contact, and then hope you have a nice weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Somebody else probably wants to get in here. This is N3, Semper Paratus.
7-3 and Semper Paratus, N4NMK. Go ahead, Bob.
November 4, November, Mike Kilo. Dick, I just wanted to comment on that book, Ocean Station, by Commander Michael R. Adams. I have that book, and it's well worth the price of a mission. Over.
Roger. That was Larry out there, KB6FW. Am I right? Is Ocean Station Alpha, wasn't that Canadian?
Affirmative.
That's what I thought. I kind of, because I often wondered about that too back in the day. So very good. Well, that must have really been up in the frozen Northland.
Well, one time the Coast Guard tried a few of our ships up there, but they didn't have the endurance. Over.
Interesting. Well, it'd take a little different kind of a boat to float around up there for 30 days in that kind of cold weather. All right, there, N4NMK. Thanks for the mention of the Ocean Station book, and we'll look for you next week. 7-3.
7-3, Dick.
W0ENE. Go ahead.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Whiskey Zero Echo November Echo. Well, good afternoon, Dick, and
good to hear you. You're not very strong in here, and it's QSC. I was wondering if you heard from WA4MZS, and I'm not ready to contact him or his family. We just kind of dropped communication, so I'm not sure whether he's in the hospital or something worse. I've been able to talk to him for about 3 weeks. If you hear anything, let me know. Go ahead.
Very good, John. No, I haven't. I haven't heard from him. No information for a couple of weeks now. W0ENE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and likewise, your week here as well with QSB. That seems to be the pattern today for that part of the country. But no, I'm sorry we haven't heard a darn thing from him. Hopefully we'll get some word soon. Over.
Hi, buddy. 73 is great hearing you. Remember Paradis, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, sir. W0ENE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And that'll do it for us here on 14300. Now it's time for us to QSY to 14327, 14327. We'll continue on there until we get everybody checked in. If you haven't checked in yet, 14327. AL7DD is up there right now taking check-ins. Right now, it's time for me to turn things over to Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Morning, Dick. Dan seems to be a little late today.
Yeah, I'm hitting a lot of QSB and not very many strong stations. It definitely is not as good as it had been the last couple of weeks, that's for sure. Over.
Yeah, you're between a 7 and an 8. that's down more than a couple of that units. So. Anyway, it's good to hear from you this morning. I hope all is well. Who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I've got to, like I said, it's next week. We got a week to worry about that. We're going to do our Super Bowl picks next week. I'm going to study the handicap sheets. Wait a minute, that's horse racing. Well, maybe they got those in Las Vegas. We'll look. I haven't decided. I like both of the teams, and I like them both for different reasons. So it'll be a tough pick for me this year. Over.
Yeah, I agree. I just am leaning a little bit towards Kansas City. They're just so fast. Over.
They are, but did you see what that defense did to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers? I mean, they just stopped them cold.
Yep. They did, because I was cheering. Well, I better move along. I have a trainee waiting, and he lives 20 miles north of you, I think. We want to get him going and on to the
All right. Boy, I tell you what, the fades are severe at times. We'll look for you next week, Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, and I'll tell you who I picked next weekend. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3.
7-3, thanks, Dick. I was clear with 55, sure.
Well,
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Why all that want to cause interference to them? So W5CVC, AL7DD.
Okay, there you go. I finally found you. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie on 14326. On 14326, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the Coast Guard net on the air to provide a mating place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. You got anybody on the list, Mr. Nick? Over.
Yes, I do. I have KL7IQQ, Whiskey 7, Zulu Tango, Port 7, and Alpha Bravo 4, Papa Papa. Been kind of quiet up here. Yeah, there's somebody at 328. I think they're part of that winter field day thing or whatever. I don't know. Something about ARRL anyhow. So that's the three that I have there, which is...
All right, I missed the second. The Whiskey 7?
Whiskey 7, Zulu Tango, Port 7.
Zulu Tango?
Zulu Tango.
Okie dokie, KL7IQQ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
KL7IQQ, yep.
I don't copy him, by the way.
Okay, KL7IQQ. He's not copying you very well either there, Richard. Down there in Payson, Arizona, he's working on a quad for his grandson. And he's been watching the Beast impeachment hearing. So he said you weren't real strong, but he wanted to say something for Rockets.
All right, sir. We got him on the list, KL7IQQ, and thanks for being there. Did not copy Larry today. That is interesting since I had K7DDM quite strong earlier. KL7IQQ, we'll got him on the logbook. Whiskey 7 Zulu Tango.
Whiskey 7 Zulu Tango, Port 7 Bill, you still there?
Okay, I jumped over here because you said to get over here on 327 or nearby, so I thought I'd jump in and say hello again. And I'm trying to find the ZUT membership sign up. I'm still looking for that. I'll get it figured out here after a while. And I did look and see if my name's still in the log from 14 years ago. It's been a long time. 16 years ago. So it's been a long time. But I'll get caught up again. And pretty day here. It is 59.9 degrees. The sun's shining. We don't have any snow or ice, thank goodness. Had a little bit of rain yesterday. And I'm down here in North Kakalaki, in the middle of the state, Four Oaks, near south of Raleigh, in a nice little country setting where I live. And I've been watching the TV, too, watching the hearings on TV. It's something important. I want to see the end of it. But that's it. I'll just hand it back to you, and I just wanted to give you credit for another check-in and say hello to everybody. Come across. Maybe we'll be.
Okay, John Paul, 100% copy here, even with the adjacent channel station. Looks like he's pretty close to us here on maybe 327 almost. But thanks a lot for being there, and we'll look for you next week. AB4PP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair, usually on 14327, but sounds like somebody's occupied the frequency on us today, so we're here a little close by. Let's see if we have additional check-ins now, looking for those Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, looking for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. No, not hearing anybody. I wonder if that, I haven't heard that station for a couple of minutes up on 327 or 8, wherever he was for a few minutes. Maybe he moved a little bit. Listening for W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. One more call, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net.
Kilo 3, Bravo Tango, Papa, copy it.
K3BTP, I do. I'm glad you found us. Not real strong at The conditions today haven't been that great. Paul, how you doing out there? Over.
Hey, your signal's down a little too, Dick. You're usually much stronger, so propagation doesn't favor us. Doing okay. Nice day here today and a nice day yesterday. And we got rain coming on Sunday, so we'll find an excuse to do something productive today. So I'm not copying, Nick. Don't have propagation, Dick. Back to you, and thanks for letting me in there today. W5CGC with the Coast Guard, Nick, K3BTP.
All right, Paul, K3BTP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. Understand you don't copy Nick, and he's a little lighter here even than he normally is there, Paul. So it's just the conditions all over the place today. 73, Semper Paratus, thanks for being there.
73, Dick, thanks for letting me in there, and I wish the best to everybody on the next day. K3BTP, I'll be clear.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and slide up to 327 here because I don't hear the station above us anymore. So I'm moving. I'm coming up. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, W5 Coast Guard Club, 14327, 14327 from Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14327. At about this time, looking for additional check-ins now. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
November 7, Charlie Golf Victor.
There everybody is. November 7, Charlie Golf Victor. And who else?
Kilo Mike 6, Charlie Papa Alpha.
Kilo Mike 6, Charlie Papa Alpha. Do we have another?
W1LVL.
All right, who else? N7, Charlie Golf Victor, go ahead.
N7, CGV, good morning, Dick, in the net. I heard you down on 326. I was getting ready to check in down there, and then I heard you roll back up. So I found you, but yeah, not too bad up here. Raining today, about 46, 47. Just doing laundry, and I got a race back with you to go to tonight at 5 o'clock, so that'll be fun to see all my gearheads and get us all ready to go for the start of the racing season next year.
Roger. Very good. Well, good to hear you out there in Boise, Idaho. I got my that QSL card off to Reagan, but I don't know if she'll get it before she leaves to go to Japan or not, over.
Well, they should. I asked Mom the other day if they got it. She goes, no, they hadn't yet, but they're keeping an eye out for it. They'll be out of here the morning of the 28th. They get on the big silver bird and head to Japan.
Yeah, we had a postal holiday on Monday. That also kind of made things a little slower. So it probably didn't even get picked up until maybe Tuesday. So maybe they got it by now, over.
Yeah, I understand. All right, buddy, the bear's dropping out, so you were way out at the end of the noise there. So I'll say 73 is a simple product, and we'll look forward to next week.
All right, get your Super Bowl pick ready. We don't take any prisoners on that. Nobody gets to check in next week without a Super Bowl pick because I'll badger you to death over it.
Roger, go Niners.
All right, I got a big hammer over here. N7, Charlie Golf Victor, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good. 7-3, Semper Paratus. And you got to come back next week and say the same thing. Kilo Mike 6, Charlie Papa Alpha.
Kilo Mike 6, Charlie Papa Alpha.
Very good, John, Sutter Creek, California. Good to have you back with us. My gosh, it's been almost a year, March last year. How you doing, and what's going on out there? KM6 CPA, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Roger. Well, you picked a day when the band is not in very good shape, but I am reading you 100%, so good to have you back on. What else is going on out there? Over. Roger, Roger. Very good there, John. That's good to hear. You said you moved your ham shack. Now I didn't. The signals are a little weak. Now did you actually move your to a different house, or you just moved the ham shack to a different room in the house? Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Well, I'm glad you got it back on the air, and glad you got back on the net and got back on the payroll again. It's good to have you, and appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. How's your Saturday going? How's the weather out there? Roger. Very good there, John. Well, thanks for being there. Big Semper Paratus to you. We got you on the list. Come on back next week and come back equipped with your Super Bowl pick, because we annually do the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Super Bowl prognostication pick, and we've picked the winner the past several years. So we're going to see what we can do. This is going to be a little harder this year. I don't think either team is going to be an overwhelming favorite. So we'll see. We'll see. But that'll remain to be seen next week. No pressure much. KM6 CPA, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie 73, Semper Paratus. Let's see if I can hear W1LVL. I've been having a hard time here in Florida today, Nick, so you might need to bring him in. W1LVL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. George, W1LVL, not as strong as some other times. We've bad case of propagation to Central Florida today. Most everybody down there's been just not really very strong today. So glad we got you checked in. Kind of in between things, I guess they're starting to dust off the chairs and sweep the track over at Daytona to get ready to go. That won't be too long now. Over. Roger, Roger. Well, that means they're kind of getting the oil down on it, rubber down on the track. So got the 24-hour thing going. Very good. Well, George, good to have you on board, and glad we could hear you out there. 73 Semper Paratus, take care of yourself. W1LVL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
November 6, Charlie Golf.
All right, I heard November 6, Charlie Golf. Okay, Rod, I heard you say you're getting ready for a winter field day. Nick, how are you copying, Rod? Over.
Oh, not at all.
Not at all. Boy, yeah, that kind of goes along with AAB4 or AB6 FW a while ago. Yeah, we've had some pretty strange propagation today, Rod. Are you out in a away from home in a portable location, or are you doing the winter field day from home? Over.
No, we're going to go up to the one of the local parks up elevated up over Hemet. But right now I'm at my home QTH. Things aren't sounding too good today.
No, I can tell you they're not. We're the signals. If you don't have any loud signals close by, you can make a go of it. Signals are not moving the S meter hardly at all, but it gets to be a bit of a challenge there at times. But well, good luck with the event today. We've talked to somebody else earlier today that was going to do the same thing and enjoy a little winter field day activity. At least, I guess, in Hemet, you won't have to worry about bringing along extra heaters or thermal underwear, as some of the guys do. Over.
Weeks after that. The M6CG will be clear.
Well, I think we doubled on that one. Very good, Rod. Take care. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. N6CG, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for additional check-ins. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Did I hear Kilo Golf 7, Kilo Kilo Echo? Okay, Eagle, Idaho. Okay, very good. Well, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, your QRP at Winter Field Day in Idaho. We heard you down here in Texas. Good luck today, 73.
73, thanks for letting me talk to you.
Okay, go ahead and call him. I sure didn't hear him.
Okay, W2 Echo United, Wise, Virginia. Go ahead, your turn. Roger. Well, I only see about four signals on the band scope here, and they're just barely showing above the bottom. So the band is not doing too good a shape here. But good to hear you there, Bob, and we can listen to contact. W2EUU or L7DD.
Okay, boy, I barely heard anything there from Bob. Sounds like he's still grounded with his about getting his airplane inspected. That's got to be frustrating as heck. So we've got Bob on the payroll. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're in Dallas-Fort Worth. This is the Coast Guard Net. Looking for check-ins now. Coast Guard Veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. A big goose egg here on my end, Nick. Why don't you make a call, and we'll maybe tie the ribbons on it today. I think traffic's a little light today. Over.
Yeah, like I said, I'm only seeing about four spikes on the band scope, so the band's not doing very well right now. Frank, this is Alpha Lima 7 Delta, Delta 4 Net Control. Looking for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors who serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta Net Control, or actually 4 Net Control, looking for those who have served in U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service Doctors, or Coast Guard Auxiliary. You want to check into the Coast Guard Net. Oh, Tom, W4, Mike Kilo Charlie, how's things over there in Tennessee? Tom, W4MKC is 7 Delta Delta. Yeah, you're really weak, and then you drop down into the noise. I got only about 50% of your transmission, but we got you logged in there, Tom. W4MKC is 7 DD. Okay, we'll see you next week, Tom. W4MKC, AL7DD, looking for those who have served U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service Doctors. Call now. Well, W5CGC, AL7DD, not here anymore.
All right, sir. I didn't even hear W4MKC at all on any antenna, so... amazing conditions. I think we'll call that a net. This has been the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net.